to advertise, email podcast@thisismaggie.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Well, guys, it's a girl, Sima, your favorite host of the most, and we're on Spreading Humor. Yes, sir. And today I have a special guest. Well, we have a special guest, and he goes by the name of King Omar, the guru of YouTube. He's the one who paved the way for all of these YouTubers. Let's go.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm well, thanks, and yourself?
I'm good, thank you. Thank you for coming.
It's a pleasure. Thanks for having me.
Appreciate it, man. What's on your mind?
What's on my mind?
What the heck?
We didn't even introduce ourselves.
I was about to be like, wait, what about them?
Oh, God. Sorry, I'm so excited. Let's go.
I'm
excited.
No.
But today, I'll never told you the intro. Omar, do the honors and also do your intro.
Let's go.
I thought we were going to start there. Okay.
And do it like you do it on those special parts, those videos.
I'm standing and I'll do it just sitting down. Hey, what it do? What's good, YouTube? This is your boy, KO in the cut. KO in the what? KO in the cut.
I'm in the cut. The boy in the cut.
Good times, man.
You're in the woods?
Damn. What's up, everybody? It's Yanda Woods on your screen. Welcome to Spreading Humor. Ta-da!
Ta-da!
Hey, boy, Zilla, Wizilla, Mazinzilla, Machinchilla, Mulama, didn't we do it?
Shit.
Yeah,
new week, new thoughts. Omar, what's on your mind?
What's on my mind? Interesting question. I think what's on my mind right now is Ramadan. You know, it is Ramadan, you know what I'm saying? All the Muslims are fasting, you know what I'm saying? The world's at peace right now, you know? It's quiet, you know? Apparently, during Ramadan, they say the devil is locked up. So if you are doing nonsense, it's yourself. It's not, don't say the devil is influencing me. It's
you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're the problem.
Right up, exactly.
Mm-hmm. Also, Omar, I want you to make us step into your religion, because most people don't know because of, how do I say this, man? Because of the type of content that you do. Sometimes people attach that to you, and I know that's not your thing. I want you to explain, or how do you navigate that? Because your religion, most of the things, I know you understand me.
Sometimes, you know.
So they don't allow certain things that happen inside your video. So how do you navigate yourself through that?
Well, when it comes to me, even if you see watch my videos and stuff, I really participate in my own videos. I don't really even if I do smash or pass and stuff, I really actually participate and stuff like that. Yeah. It's only once or twice, you know what I'm saying? Wow. But most of the time it's I'm more of a presenter of the shows that I create on my channel, less of me being on the show.
The talent.
Exactly. So everyone else is there doing whatever they're going to do, and then I'm just hosting it.
Okay.
So, does that impact you in anyhow? Does it have an influence in your life?
Everything has an influence. It's saying if I go to the club every week, I'm going to be influenced. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so everything does have an influence. It's just a matter of every time it influences, don't let it get too much. You know what I'm saying? Know how to detach and okay, cool, I need a breather. Let me go back, you know, and find out where I came from.
Oh, facts. Okay.
And what's on your mind?
No, but me, I'm not done with that whole thing.
I'm not done.
Yeah, so once you're loading your ammo there, let me ask.
What's on your mind?
Yeah, I want to indulge in the circumference of the brain.
In the what?
I don't want to take out everything, but I want to know, if you want to explain further later on in the interview, tell us. So, in your thing, when I say religion, I'm talking about, do you date? Don't you guys marry? Arrange marriage? All those type of things. Because I don't know. I want you to.
The right way to go is obviously to get married. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And also, it shouldn't be a thing of you dating somebody or something like that, because like one thing about let's say about love per se is about growth. Yeah. You don't like, you can't love somebody just off looking at them. It's mm-hmm. about growing with someone and then eventually fall in love with them. So initially, in a religion, the way you're supposed to get married is you find somebody that you find... Like, the main thing is about finding a character, if they come from a good family, stuff like that. And then you don't really date, but, like, you go out to, like, find out if you actually gel with this person. Yeah. Like, for a couple of times. Maybe, like, a couple of dates here and there. You mm. know what I'm saying? But it's not like now, a one-year relationship, we're farting and setting foot, we're still trying to figure it out. No.
No.
You know what I'm saying? Maybe like a couple of days here and there. But also, it's not like dating to the point where like you're doing everything.
What
you
know? If, wait, wait, wait.
Huh?
What's everything?
Everything is like we're basically married. Like if we get married today, there's not something that you expect from me tomorrow that I haven't given you yesterday. Okay. You get what I'm saying? So like sexual pleasure, you've done yeah. it already.
So you've never done it?
Huh?
You've never done sexual pleasure?
Done what?
Sexual pleasure.
What is that?
You said it. Huh? Why do you say something that you don't know?
I plead the fifth.
I will plead the fifth, Claire. I'm explaining you, man.
I've never done what?
Okay, it's fine. Like I said, some of the things you'll answer later on in the interview.
Zilla, what's wrong? Are we beefing, Zilla? I thought we were friends.
Anyway,
it's fine.
But you actually like speak very well. Like everything you say makes a lot of sense.
Mm.
Wow. We don't have a lot of those on this show. But anyways,
Hey yo.
No beef. We love all our guests. I'm just saying. Like wow. It's easy to understand him.
Wow. When the beef tastes like it's wagon.
What's what deep?
Anyways, what's on my mind is Nkosana Makate. He's the man who proposed the please call me idea to Vodacom. So he proposed the idea to his boss stole the idea, and then he fought Vodacom for about 8 years, and then they tried to offer him 47 million for his idea, but he rejected it, and now Vodacom gave him 63 billion for the whole thing. But that's not my what's on your mind. My what's on your mind is actually a question. It's what would you guys do with the 63 billion?
First of all, I'm hang a visa. I'm going to Europe.
Yeah.
I build my mama house, my granny house, my everyone at home give up everything. I say Europe out. Kitalbon. Yeah. It was nice knowing you.
It's crazy.
I want to start my YouTube channel. I want the CPM to go up. You know,
yeah.
I want to engage with our KSI.
Yeah.
Speed, my CPM must go up. Like, I'm out.
But 63 billion is still doing YouTube.
Eish, that's
no, no, I do it like
for fun now. Like, I'm not doing for money now.
Yeah, you know, those
the passion.
And just do like KSI is wrecked up, we all know, but yeah. It still does YouTube.
Yeah.
I want to do it like as a company now.
Mm.
You get me? Like 6 channels now rolling.
63 billion.
Oh. Yeah, 63 billion is crazy.
It's insane.
I'm thinking about traveling, I won't lie.
No. Mm.
Yeah.
Sima?
I'm watching TikTok.
the whole app platform. On its own.
You're taking TikTok? Getting a platform, Gamechi, Ebe Yam, Giatan Gonke, and then yo, this is 63 billion.
That's a lot of money.
That's a lot of money.
Gareka, yo, Gaba Yanda Woods. Light.
Do you know what you do though?
I think like, yo, I just know from that 63 billion, a lot of people will be taken care of.
Aww. Facts.
Like, just know. None of my niggas were stressed.
Facts. Mm.
Like generations are good.
That's
everybody. 63 billion. I know we good.
Oma, all your years. If you saved a million, you don't have 60 billion even now. If you had ever since you were born, let's say you first year 1 million, 1 million, you won't even touch.
Not even close.
Mm. Mm. 63 billion, sir. If you watch, please let us know what you're doing with that money. Oh, we gotta know.
He's adopted me.
Oh. Who's the guy who got it?
Nkosana Makate.
Nkosana Makate.
If you're looking for new friends.
Imagine you do 20 V. V 20
V 1 with him, nah?
Yeah.
That would be crazy. Yo, hit me up. Let's set it up. Let's make it happen.
But when, what would you do?
I don't know. That's a lot of money. I want to know where to start, where to finish.
Have you seen a billion before?
Yanda already has it. She's just acting.
I don't
yeah.
have a billion.
I think when you mix all the money with your family and you and your grandma, girl, oh,
I wanted to say this last time when it was on my mind. No, no, no. Your grandma did this thing on a
BMW.
Oh, yeah. I forgot.
It was so sick. Was it? It was pink.
It was pinkish. Yes. Oh, personally, colors.
Your granny is so sassy. I love her.
Now, please put a picture here. Ne? Yeah.
That one is easy to find. So now he should put a picture.
Yeah. No, shout out. That's
Fugu, take notes. Take notes, my granny.
What the hell?
If your granny can do that, there's no way you've never seen it like close to a billion.
Oh, do you know how much a billion is?
Nah,
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, when you mix your money and your family's money and your granny's money.
My source is watching. Let's move on. Let's talk about something. Yeah. Let's talk about something else. Zile, what's on your mind?
You know, I don't know if it's on my mind or it's on me, but like,
hey, yo,
like, guys, you know, let me not go too much. Ne?
Go too much. I support it.
Guys, sometimes ne, you need to understand or in life, things happen. Ne? And this, the thing I'm talking about, it's making...
It's a sign.
It's a sign. But anyways, what's on my mind is, I'm saying this because of Yanda, ne? Tattoos. I will talk about what's on my mind later. But what's on my mind is tattoos, to be honest. Because I saw Yanda did tattoos. Let me see.
You go, girl.
84. What does 84 mean?
It's the year my mommy was born. What the hell is it?
So what's on my mind is tattoos, man. I've always wanted tattoos when I was young, né? But when I grew, I was like, what if I do a tattoo of a lion? And when I grow up, I don't see lions the same, you get me? So it's a thing of like, when people do tattoos, where do you get the courage like to do it and even say, or even in the next 10 years, you'll be like, nah, this is a tattoo that I did with all my heart. Like, that's something I've always wanted it, even now. But I'm like, what if I outgrow the tattoo?
Mm.
Damn. I feel like I do things without thinking. I do things very spontaneously. So now, in my mind, it hasn't, like, I haven't deeped it that, you know, our tattoos are permanent.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because I remember there is a, maybe it's a childhood trauma, because I remember...
When I lit trauma, I'm fine.
Like, it was a family gathering. You know how we sleep in family gatherings? Mm-hmm. Like, it's a couch here. Maybe you're sleeping on the... a blanket. And now my uncle's hand was like this. So when I woke up, I saw like a candle. And I'm like, why do you have a candle on your wrist? He was like, no, it's a knife. And I'm like, why is it like a candle? It's like when I was young, we were playing and I did a tattoo. And he told me never do that because now he feels like he doesn't get respect because of a tattoo. And I'm like, what if Linux D or something, Yuki? And in the long run, I'm going to regret. So I wanted...
Wow. So again, that's what you're essentially trying to say. What if you do something now as a kid, but in the long run, you end up regretting it? That's deep, Sile.
You know, Omar, you know, now you like doing your intro. Even me, I like saying, hey, what's up? It's this boy. Imagine now you have kids and like, what's up? This boy? Am I going to be happy when my kids wake up and say, hey, Lama Zing Zing? come on, man.
But I think for now, while you're young, do things that the future you would be part of. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, fact.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's...
And there's nothing wrong with being Daddy Lama Zing Zing.
Oh.
That wasn't, it wasn't supposed to come out like that, Shane.
What's on your mind?
I'm sorry, guys.
You?
I apologize for this, but what's on my mind is that, guys, witchcraft is real.
How did we get here?
Witchcraft is real.
But,
guys,
what did your voice go witchcraft?
Kishore.
Like, these rituals are real. Hollywood is a horrible place. I'm sorry. Like, God, please protect me after this, but Hollywood is horrible. So what happened? Do you guys know Ryan Garcia?
No.
The boxer.
He's a boxer, yes.
UFC, ne?
Excuse me?
He's UFC.
I think so. I don't know.
She doesn't know that far, but continue.
Yeah. But he's a boxer. But he's a boxer. And he was literally tweeting, Oguti, guys, I saw things I was not supposed to see. And now they're trying to unalive me. Like, he saw kids getting...
R-worded. Why are you taunting?
He saw kids getting R-worded. Boys, girls, little babies, literally. He was in a forest. They took him to a forest.
Who took him there?
They kidnapped him, right?
Yeah.
So they kidnapped him. They took him and they literally tied him down and they made him watch.
So get allegedly, then.
Excuse me?
It's the alleged.
Allegedly, but okay. I believe you, Ryan Garcia. Anyway, he was tied down. And girl.
I think he's going to watch, but okay.
He might watch.
True.
But, dude. Kids were getting R-worded. They were literally drinking blood from kids' holes.
Private
pots? Yep. And it was so sick. Like, dude, they were eating kids. Like, they literally feasting on kids. Like, these people are pedophiles who are literally just eating kids. And they literally are wedding kids, boys and girls. Damn. It is sick. Guys, Hollywood is horrible. I'm sorry. Bro, we need to talk about this. Do you guys believe him? I do.
What did you see this information?
On Twitter.
I saw it on Twitter. I saw it everywhere. TikTok, everywhere. He was literally, like, even the way he was typing, dude, you can see this person is frantic. Like, he's stressed. Like, he's scared. Like,
wait.
He's scared for his life. And he even said, what?
Even the way he was typing?
He's making mistakes while he's typing. Oh, like, he's so, like, he's literally
he's
just typing.
Words wrong,
you know, like, yeah. He's literally just typing, like, dude, this is what's happening. This is what I saw. Da-da-da-da. Like, and people are like, he's trying to get out.
Of the Illuminati?
No.
Of what?
Like, I get it, he had to fight some guy, right? Like a boxing match, right?
Yeah.
So people are now taking it out of context and being like, oh, he's trying to get away from the whole fight because he knows they're going to murder him, some stuff like that, you know? But it's not, guys, this is real. These things happen. These things happen. There's sick people out there who are literally feasting on kids. It is sick. I just wanted to bring awareness to this whole thing. Y'all, be careful with your kids, please. Like,
that's so heavy. How do we go from Vodacom to tattoos to feasting on kids?
I'm sorry. Damn. I had to talk about it. It was in my heart. It was on my mind. Like, it's what?
I think you know what? I think he was trying to get into the Illuminati, but then it got too scary for him. So now he's backing out.
No. I think, like, his friends, right? They were trying to, like, industry friends, the elites, they were trying to. But like, you know, like his industry friends, the people that are in the elites, like, because the people that were there, like, they are high profile people, right? Mm. And he's like, dude, when I cut, because they said he's invited to a party, right? Half Hitler, boo boo, Blackford, King King, Forest, King King, kids.
You're such a good storyteller.
But it's the same. It's the same as the thing. Lord King. I watched the. Do you know Cat Williams? That whole interview.
Yes.
It, like, it revolves around that whole thing.
Yeah.
Is it the incident? The link.
Yes. Yes. Cat Williams has been trying to expose the industry for a very long time. People were thinking he's crazy. Like,
what was Cat saying?
They were closing doors for me. I even saw that Lori Harvey was dating. What's his face? That sick man.
There's a lot of sick men.
P.
In the
Diddy.
World.
Oh.
She was dating P. Diddy. And the father knew, Steve Harvey knew. And literally, how do you allow your kid to date someone that is literally your age? Like, it's not normal. It's not okay.
It doesn't make sense.
Like, it's not okay. Guys, these people are sick. Hollywood is sick. I'm sorry.
There's a lot of stuff that happens in America.
America is heavy.
Those things, now I thought, like, when I was young, they used to say those things, now. And I thought it was just myths and everything. Until now, when you get older, you are like, if it's a myth, why does it, like, take too long? It's a little hard, so it's still, like, people are still talking about it. And now, not only people from the outside, people who are inside also are speaking about those things. And I'm like, hey, man, there's a lot that's going on that we don't know about.
And you know what they do? They're trying to paint you as a crazy person. Every time you speak out, they paint you as a crazy person. Like, oh, he's losing his mind. He's on drugs. That's what they're saying about Ryan Garcia. They're saying he's on drugs. He's sick in his head. Something's wrong with him. He is not sick. This thing is real. He saw it for real. I believe you, sir.
But isn't it scary, like, because, like, I need to be all in the industry, too.
Yeah.
Isn't it scary knowing that, like, not to say that's like the end goal, but that's what all the big guys are doing.
Like the top people.
Yeah. Because I feel like everyone, when they were like smaller, they weren't doing that.
Yeah.
Just grinding as normal, whatever the case. And then when they get to a certain level, they get exposed to that live.
Yeah.
And eventually they fold or they butt in.
Mm. Do you think is those things happen all?
Yeah, no, for sure. I do feel like there's obviously crazy people out there.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, all those things, they do exist. But also, like, sometimes it's to a certain degree.
Now, I feel like they do, but it's a thing of, like, the money is too long for them to be exposed.
Mm.
And
not only that, they have too much power.
Yeah.
So even if everyone knows, like
what
knows,
are you going to do about
dog, it? If someone tells you now, dog, Drake is Illuminati, you won't say, I'm not going to stop listening to Drake.
Facts.
Mm.
So you're still putting more money into his pocket, the same guy who you're claiming is Illuminati.
Guys.
But
it's Kima Tata, man.
P. Diddy is going down. His world is crumbling before his eyes. That man is going down. Can't wait to see surviving P. Diddy. Yeah. I can't wait. Show Max.
Why do you keep doing this dance?
The whole time she's just like...
It probably won't be on Showmax. It'll probably like Netflix. Did you guys see that show about Thabo Bester on Showmax?
I need to watch it.
I didn't watch it, but I think I can know what I saw like by promo. I'm gonna subscribe, man. And you know, let's tone it down, you know.
I'm sorry, I just
but before you must,
out
yeah, you must let it out. Like my fellow.
Mm.
So, what would you like to tell people who are exposed to such things? What do you want to tell them, Sim?
Speak out.
Speak out.
If you've been through the same thing, speak out. Even if they paint you as a crazy person, speak out. It doesn't matter. These people need to be exposed. These people need to be in jail. These people need to death sentence something. There's no way these people are still roaming the streets having power when they're doing sick things like this. I refuse.
Can I ask, since you're like a musician, you're a whole superstar and we love that for you, have you ever gotten like a, we love that for you, why are you rolling your eyes? Yeah. Have you ever gotten like an Illuminati offer?
No.
Really?
Mm-hmm. I said, like you got one.
Ah. This guy's like,
They sent you the email,
like, are we with them?
And remember, like,
No.
Selling your soul is not like saying, oh, Satan, take my soul. No. Mm. You are literally signing papers without reading. You don't know what's in these papers. It's just a contract. They say, sign.
Mm.
They make you a slave until, dude, you have to release and release. And that's literally basically selling your soul.
Yeah. Especially, let's say, like, let's give maybe like a music place is maybe like the part of an Illuminati.
Yeah.
Like, you know what I'm saying? Like a, I don't know, just the music industry is part of an Illuminati. And then you sign to that record label. That means you're also selling yourself.
So it's like it's connected.
Yeah,
after.
Low key. Mm.
That's
because you're making them money and you're making the wrong people money.
Guys, just pray, man.
Aish.
Pray. That's why we have... What's the season?
Ramadan.
Yeah, man. Yeah. That's why we have Rapela. Now, I'm ZCC, Khotung. Once you want to just Maria's too. Hey, look at Nakahai. Maria's too. Hey, get Tomaka one and just Maria's too.
I've heard so many things about ZCC.
Baring.
What are they saying about
this? Let's dissect it.
Guys.
Then you will say if what she's saying
you
is
will
true.
Say.
You're scaring him. Mimi just answered now.
What? This is a cult.
Allegedly. And then Zile denies it.
Guys, religion is a very deep thing.
You guys don't pray.
Yeah, a very serious thing. You can't just say.
So,
but I'm just saying, like, they said allegedly it's a cult. It's a cult.
No.
So you're denying the allegations?
Oh, no.
Okay, cool.
No. But anyways, but guys, please. Nah,
okay.
I stand by my church.
Anyway, pray, y'all.
Stay prayed up, man.
But anyways, over.
Talk to me, Zile.
So, now, last week we had a whole thing, what. And you've been shaking the internet.
What? The house. His mansion.
Because he's the one who caused everything.
Don't say it like that.
No.
Don't say I'm the one who caused everything.
Like, you are
before things went wrong.
No one was gonna meet anyone if there was no house.
Sorry, before that, can I ask what inspired you to like start that whole thing? You can answer Zilia's question, then you can answer.
What inspired you to do the Baddies House?
Start with me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What
yeah.
inspired you to do the Baddies House?
Yeah.
I watched the thing DJ Frost did it in America. He did what is it called? He said 10 ladies spending time with DJ Frost in like 10 episodes.
Yeah, it was a winter sport. What
yeah, one? Something like that. So it was really dope. I watched it. I was like, yo, this is really entertaining, you know? And it would be really dope to like implement that with a South African audience and see what happens. So yeah, most of my inspiration comes from that, you know?
American.
People were saying, okay, you got it from Sonobile. They said Sonobile inspired you to do that.
I mean, at the first, like when you watch the first episode, people would assume that. But the minute you watch the rest of the show, you'd be like, uh-uh. It's not the same thing. Because the only concept that they think I took from Sonobile is the fact that I had like girls. Like, he just had a girls' night. Like he had girls at his house, whatever the case may be. And that's what they did. But like the things we've done on the show is nothing compared to what he did. No shade or nothing like that. But like, yeah.
Okay. Zilia's question?
So do you feel any type of way that you caused all those dramas like just because?
Just because?
Not necessarily, because the thing is... there was no drama until we were done shooting.
Facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, the other drama was all a part of the show and stuff like that. It was all, like, part of the baddies and stuff, which we expected.
Yeah.
Anything of the hectic level, like the whole Arjun situation, whatever the case, all of that happened after we were all done shooting. And that, even the time when we did it, I was nowhere to be seen. You know what I'm saying? I was already asleep.
Where were you? Who were you with?
Huh?
Who were you
with? I was sleeping.
With who?
Alone.
Okay.
Yeah.
When
locked
I was
myself
Jani.
In my room,
no, yes,
and I slept.
Yes. Go bangan gain. I been
sleeping
at too long
again. Village.
In the room. Like,
whose room?
Dude, he's been helping me so much. Exactly. And I was like, dude, I know his room. Let me go get shoes.
And you weren't even there. Why are you looking at me like that?
Because my sneakers were.
I have eyes everywhere, chief.
So how does the whole Arjun situation make you feel?
I don't know how to feel about it per se. Just because obviously. I can't talk too much about it because it happened under my like house. You know what I'm saying? So it's like, it's a very tricky situation for me. But at the same time, it's like, people are just childish. People are just like, they're immature, you know?
What
like,
makes you say that?
Because it's the thing of like, you have a girlfriend. Your girlfriend was there. You know what I'm saying? How can you think to the level of, even if you're under the influence or whatever the case may be, how can all the hands be like, dog, you are flirting with me?
All the honeys?
Like, I think maybe 5, 6, bro. And that's just all like, women. So now it's the thing of, like, he flirted with all the honeys and only the one who went through. That's where he thing is. So it's just like, what are you even doing? Like, maybe you flirted with one, two, but the third one, you're like, I'm doing too much.
Yeah.
But now all of them, until you get one, go home, dog. You have a girlfriend, dog. Like,
and that's not what you, like posting or, guys, I mean... Pitching or guys, when I do a baby's house or a YouTuber's house, I'm not saying guys come faster each other. That's another painting exactly. That is like, guys, when we go there, I'm gonna faster everywhere. And guys, we came there for content.
Exactly.
That's why when I came and I did my thing, I left because I'm like, what am I here for?
Niggas just wanna chill after.
It doesn't make sense.
Yeah, no, it doesn't make sense.
I chilled.
No, but you weren't fastering people.
But you weren't fastering
people. And you want in people's ways.
Yeah, true.
Yeah. What is that little dance?
I don't know, bro. I don't know where I got it from. I don't know.
But here's my chat. My chat is like, you know, with shoots, I want you to like tell people, because now I always go to your shoots. If I know only 20 people are down to be inside like the camera, but there's 60 or 70 people outside off camera and they are there and just is causing commotion, making noise and everything.
It's because the thing is, like, it's because...
If now, Tando was not in the baddie's house, bro. The whole drama is...
Yeah.
Wait, if she wasn't in the baddie's house, then how did she get inside the house?
So we had, the last day, we actually were like, no, let's have a pool party because we're done shooting.
Ah.
Let's have a pool party. So like, the same day, it was Icy's birthday. So like, okay, cool, now Icy, come with a couple of friends. Don't make it too much. Just relax, you know what I'm saying? So Icy came and I think maybe... She got the stuff from Ice or whatever the case may be.
Because
the location and stuff. Because all I heard was like, hey, she called me. She's like, hey, I'm coming, blah, blah, whoop this. I'm like, hey, okay, sharp. You know? And I thought it was just going to be like something. Because like, remember, we ended the party at like around 9, 10. Because we were thought like, ah, dog, just come, we chill. People swim, you know, we relax and we go home. You know? But now it's a thing of like after 10, niggas are still, you know, chilling and stuff like that.
I was out.
I was also out, bro. I need to go sleep. I was like, I'm exhausted. Like I was been shooting for 4 days straight.
Yeah.
Like this is the time people must go sleep. People must go home and stuff like that. We'll see each other in the morning.
I feel like it's high time you tell people, or guys, when I say shoot, only come if you're willing to be on cam. Because if you came last time when we shot here, the only people who were here
were shooting.
Mm. I don't understand the concept of people coming to a shoot and not being part of the thing and also saying no, another thing.
Like,
that's so they get
because people, the thing is like the thing is I've been too much of a nice person. Yeah. I've made it so much so that like when you come to the shoot, you can network for yourself.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So just come meet Zile, whatever. If you're a content creator, come and do all the stuff like that. Because I remember even like there's this other bro, I just forgot his name. He does reactions and stuff. He came to one of my recent shoots, man. And I'm like, yo, bro, we're shooting this video. Do you want to hop on? He's like, dog, this is our first time meeting. We're supposed to actually chill first, blah, blah, blah.
What?
I'm like, dog, if you want to chill with me, you must come outside of my shoot.
Yeah.
Let's chill somewhere outside.
And
you can't come
also
to my shoot while I'm shooting. You want to chill with me?
No.
Because technically like, you are at work. Not exactly. Even technically, you and are at work.
When I met you, we didn't chill. It was nothing.
Yeah.
When I came, it was, oh, Zile's here.
And the thing about it, he's an influencer. So if it's like, if it wasn't like, he doesn't create content, it's a different situation. But you create content, you react to all our videos and stuff like that. And then now you want to come to the reaction and I mean, to the shoot and be like, no, I just want to chill with you first.
Okay.
Like,
so what is the message that you want to tell people about your shoot when you say, guys, this is the address, or today I'm shooting 20V1, CIMA 20V1, Yanda, and you want people to come. What are the people, like the type of people that you want to come?
Firstly, ne. I don't know, but like these days also it's been really like difficult to get people to come to the shoot just because there's a whole, like, I don't know, people feel like these shoots are weird per se. Like people don't want to be on camera. People like, even there was the whole chain of like, people don't want to stand in line for Smash Your Pass and stuff like that.
Yeah.
You know what I'm trying to say?
Yeah.
But then like, you know what is actually crazy? I remember like there's so many people that have approached me and be like, I would never stand in line, I would never stand in line. Mm. And the minute you invite them to one shoot, jiggy, I want to be in the next video.
Yeah.
I'm like,
Iban.
You know what I'm saying? Mm. So now it's a thing of like, it became so much so that we used that as a tactic. So much so we were like, okay, cool. No, just come. Come experience. Because like what you see on camera is not actually what you experience in real life.
Yeah.
So like, no, come to the shoot. Come see what we actually do. And eventually people, they end up being in the videos. You know what I'm saying?
Mm.
So that's what we use as a tactic. But now, Loki got out of hand because there's too much niggas.
Less niggas, more honey.
Chaos shoots, you will find niggas.
Yo.
And open a cupboard, there's niggas there.
Bro. it's never been a time where like there's a shortage of niggas. You know what I'm saying? Even, bro, there will be days like this is a female shoot. Like let's say we're doing a 20v1 with Joseph Diary. I don't need what's called niggas at all.
At all, yeah.
The honeys will be there, sharp. Mother, there's also niggas. I'm like, what am I going to do with y'all niggas? Bro, it's just weird, bro. But hey.
How would you like to reshape the South African YouTube industry?
It's very tricky. You know, back in the days, man, I used to really have a huge drive to change the whole YouTube industry. But also, being in it for so long, I just realized that the rewards are very slim.
Really?
Especially when it comes to like, I don't know, in the last year or so, it has just been like very much like, dog, you have to be extremely brand friendly. Like you have to be extremely like, you know what I'm saying? So it limits people's like creativeness or like content ideas because they're like, no, I'm too scared because I have to align to this brand, whatever the case may be.
Yeah.
Like even for the reunion, I'm not going to mention the name, but we're supposed to have an amazing host for the reunion.
Oh, okay.
Like this person was going to kill the baddies house reunion type of thing. Like we were like, yeah.
Like a huge one now.
Is it a lady? Crazy.
Yeah, it's a lady. You know what I'm saying? And you'll be able to put one into it.
Like,
huh?
Does her name start with an N?
So what I'm saying is...
Has she been a guest on the show?
Has she?
Probably.
Yeah, she has. Nah, Kaya is the one who actually did it. The reunion, man. But it's supposed to be someone else.
Yeah.
So now she was down. Like, I won't lie, she was. I can actually say her name because she was down. You know what I'm saying? It was Naledi. Naledi was supposed to host the baddies house. But she was down and everything. And then on the day, she gets a call from one of these brands, be like, ish, are you sure you want to go to King Omar's show? Because King Omar did it. And she was like, I'm just going to be asking her like questions. And they were like, no, I don't want to associate that with our brand, blah, blah.
Just
like,
And how does it make you feel when brands say that they don't want to be associated with you?
It's very tricky because at the same time, it's like, like, okay, well, through my experiences, brands don't even have the budget for us.
Ooh.
You know what I'm saying? Like, if I want to say, I want to host a baddie show, I need at least like 6-figure deal.
Okay.
And if I pitch the idea, bro, if I pitch the idea to any brand, they're just going to be like, they don't really see the vision the way you see it.
Mm.
You know? Yeah. And then the minute it does well, they come and say, okay, yeah, cool. I want to sponsor 1-2 videos. I'll give you 20K, 25K. Mm. Now it's like, I must change my whole content ideas, lose out on the views, lose out on the thing. Because like, bro, realistically speaking, if you're going to do video ideas that you don't really know how to excel in, that doesn't really speak to your brand or whatever the case may be, it's not going to do well.
And no, you know, Omar, one thing I realized in SA, and I want like, especially brands or people from who like corporate or I don't know who actually, but there are certain people who see us as YouTubers.
That's very big.
Like, guys, do you understand? They'll be like, you'll have maybe a celebrity for them. It's either a musician or an actor or a radio presenter or a presenter.
Yeah.
You, when you come, you find out you have more game followers than this person, even engagement, more, or even motion, you have more motion. But because when you've never been on TV, you're not what, they take you as a YouTuber, a podcaster, nyana.
Yeah.
And I want that image to go away. Just because I've never been on TV, that didn't mean, or I don't have the type of impact or engagement that you guys are looking for. You
get something me? I want to say on that. There's something that I don't like that people do. Where they like, oh, these TikTokers think they're celebrities. These YouTubers think they're celebrities. Guys, you followed us. Yeah. You followed us for a reason. We are on your screens every single day, on your phone. We are there. You are watching us. So even don't say, Hore, we are making ourselves celebrities.
Not even that.
Don't say, Hore. Dude, I'm literally just a content creator. If you don't want to, like, I'm just a content creator.
Not even that. At the end of the day, you're a celebrity. Like, someone cannot give you a title that you're not.
If people recognize you,
someone cannot even say you're acting like something you're actually not.
Yes.
You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, if you don't show them, like if right now, let's say I go to like an event and everyone's screaming my name, no one is going to tell a random guy you're acting like a celebrity that you're not. Like, you know, because they see, you have motion. Yeah. That's why they're like, you're acting like a celebrity.
Yeah.
But in the truth of the matter is, you close.
Because also,
if you look at it, like, in South Africa, the gap is not too high.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like a thing of, like, even the big guys are not too far. They're not out of reach. Yeah, so like I was saying, like, most of these guys in the industry, like, they're not out of reach. Yeah. Like, you meet these guys everywhere type of thing.
That's true.
Yeah. And also, it's because of a thing of, like, how do I even explain it? Like, not to sound like rude or anything like that, but because we're in an economy of South Africa where there's not enough money when it comes to like artists or influencers or anything like that, we don't have enough money as the industry.
Yeah.
So these artists have to go to every single booking they get to.
Mm.
You know what I'm saying?
Fact.
Because if it was a thing of like Nasty, like if he was making like if your niggas were booking him according to his booking price and everything.
Like, no negotiation, no
a
nothing.
A lot of things is gonna be like, I can't do it. Just so he can stay exclusive. You know?
Yeah.
Nasty still does that, you know what I'm saying? But all the other ones, if you're young in the game, every booking, 5,000, 10,000, 15, you're taking it. You're not even nothing because you need the money. You know what I'm saying?
But I also think it's the same thing with like American artists that said. They're very accessible. Like, people see them on a daily. Like, just literally see Rihanna passing, going to...
The only reason why it is like that is because...
Paparazzi.
Not even that, there are a lot.
Oh.
There are a lot. So as much as, like, let's give an example of... you won't see Drake just chilling around every day.
Okay.
Or even, like, Rihanna, Jay-Z. Like, you'll see them, but that means there's 15 cameras around them. That's the only reason why you saw them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? They can't take chances and just leave their houses. You know what I'm saying? Now, because there are a lot, like, the small bros, maybe, like, NLE Chopper, he can just chill.
Yeah.
Although he's big, he can just go outside, get 2 bodyguards, and he's good. He has to be outside.
But Abu Speed and Abu Kai can't do that.
Huh?
Abu Speed and...
Like, they would cause a commotion, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
But the thing is, you see, let's say another thing with content creators, like, we're very lenient with things. We're not superstars about it too much in our head.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So it's like, if someone runs up to me and gives me a hug, I would be like, okay, cool, blah, blah, whatever. Like, oh, what's up? I'll take that as love.
Even if you have to run to an artist over, hey, £1 is giving you one.
Yeah, no, like, hey, so, my fans need to chill.
Exactly. Like I know one guy who always has now he changed a little bit.
Who's it?
But the guy you couldn't access as an artist in South Africa, Casper.
That's true.
Oh, I remember
Casper.
Tell us what happened.
No, remember
But now he's chilled now.
Yeah, he was
compared
chilled,
to back then.
Yeah.
Bro, I'm like, I remember one cotton fest we went to, the one where thingy came, Akon,
yeah.
Akon came, one V-Class, and then another, what's it called, like a Mercedes as bodyguards, ne? Casper now.
Yeah.
Two V-Classes of bodyguards.
Yo.
What? Him is driving his, what car was it? I think it was his Rolls Royce or his Bentley.
Yeah.
He's driving it in the middle. The bodyguards, they come out, before he's about to perform, they cover his car.
Yo.
What?
These are like big guys, white guys, I think like 10, 15 of them.
Yeah.
I'm like, dog, you backstage at Cotton Fest, dog. You're not like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a general.
And I'm like, it's hectic. Then he goes on stage, he performs, he comes out, same motion. They enter the V-classes, they go.
Out.
I'm like, nah, you are the star.
Yeah, nah, he's him.
Like, Akon was there, we know Akon was there, but you were the one we're waiting for. It was hectic, bro. I was like, yeah, Casper moves like that. But nowadays, it's chilled, bro. Nowadays, one, two bodyguards. You know what I mean? So, yeah, it's chilled now.
Yeah, because even there, he was chilled. I remember he dapped me up. I was like, I wear Casper. Like,
at the NBA.
He dapped you up. See, that's not what you said backstage.
No, he dapped me up. Shout out, Casper. No. Jen, I remember. You remember, Omar, you are the one who said, no, you can go greet him.
Because
now I was afraid. Man. I was like, ish. Like, I'm a chef, you know, but like express music, like,
yeah.
He's up there, Tito Bowen. I remember writing his lyrics on a paper just to cram them from Tito Bowen. But yeah, man, I understand the superstar level.
Yeah.
All we want to say is that, like, I understand, let's say it's an ad for lights, example, and you are King Omar, you have same followers as an actor. If you say 1 million for advertising this, and an actor says 1 million for advertising this, they would be like, ah, you're crazy, you're just a YouTube.
Yeah.
But an actor, they'll be like, 1 million take.
That's facts.
Why?
Man. It's because the thing is, like, we're too accessible, so people think that, like, they kind of, like, feel like they know us. Like you, Zile, people watch the podcast, they watch you every single week. Yeah. They know Zile the way he is, like, as in Zile. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So they've seen you craft it, they know you, you know? Now, as an actor, they know them as a character. They don't know their personal self. So, like, there's always that blockage. You know what I'm saying? Because even right now, if you have to tell, like, somebody, like, if they're like, yo, I want to work with you, and you'll be like, no, message my manager. They'll be like, why are you acting like that? Just give me your number.
Every time it happens.
But an actor, they'll come straight to an actor. Can I have your manager's number?
Oh,
because of that thing of like, they don't know them like that. Now you, they think, oh, you're my friend, you know? I see you every week, making me laugh.
So like, if I know like a brand person will tell you this. Oh my God. Now you don't see me like that.
Exactly.
And also, it's crazy. It's a thing of like, you know, another thing, like I'm a funny guy, I'm a comedian. So people think I do funny business when it comes to money.
Yeah.
Guys, money is not a joke.
And they take you for like, you rather have a good time than make money. So like if they have to invite you to a club, they'd be like, dog, don't worry, dog.
I'm gonna give you bottles.
Bro, they even tell sometimes even like, cause I don't drink now. So whenever I tell them, no, but I don't even drink, so what are you gonna give me bottles for? They'd be like, no, don't worry, dog. Casper's gonna be there. I'm gonna put you in a section next to Casper. I'm like, I don't care. Like, I'm not there to have a good time. You wanna book me there to invite dog? Pay money.
You know, have you ever experienced Sima? Have you ever experienced that? Oh, no, it happens with Sima. Even.
Yeah.
So they would be like, let's say they booked Sima. Maybe they did whatever. And they're like, oh, Zile, can you please come to our club? Sima was there last week.
Yeah.
Like, so? I don't understand. Oh, Casper, did they ever do that, something like that to you whereby they say, maybe you won't agree?
Because she is.
She's the same mother.
I can't say someone about
me. Usually what they say, they'll be like, even if they want to book you, they'll be like, no, Zile's already in the lineup. Just come with him. And I'm just like, mother, you paid Zile to be there.
What about
like, no, just come with Zile. I'm like, doesn't look like that. You know?
Yeah. Give my tata.
Industry.
Give my tata.
Do better.
But at the same time, then you have to look at it in the aspect of like,
most of the time it's young kids trying to, you know what I'm saying, make a name for themselves.
That's true.
So now it's a thing of like, do you say no to somebody who probably has only like 5K in his account, he's stressed out, he paid that money to Zilli already and he just wants his event to make his money back.
Yeah.
So do you say no to that or like you just be like...
You know what I prefer? When it's a kid, don't finesse me. Mm. I hate being finessed with all my heart. Like, just be like, Fetu Zil, like 2500 fail. Kekhopela rot. Then I'll choose. Not,
yeah. Don't lie to
like,
me.
Like, you
yeah.
know what? Don't try. When it's older people, don't put the fact that you're older than me in business.
Mm.
Are you still a kid? Man, I got a good deal of favor. Stop doing that.
Yeah.
Man. We are all in the business level here.
True.
Have you experienced that, Yanda?
People belittling me in the business space?
Yeah.
Yeah, it happened a lot.
Give us your experience. How? Like, I'm not afraid of Zuku. I'm only saying Zuku. No. Zuku is a, like, they do me well.
Yeah, they take care of you.
I'm just saying it just to be safe because I know. By the way, if you're in Auckland Park, I ring Zuku.
It didn't happen with like my bosses or employees, etc. It happened a lot with customers at Legends. Like, because I'm a girl, see, they wouldn't think, oh, this is the franchisee, this is the boss.
Yeah.
And I would sit in the front as a receptionist. So they would just think, oh, now you're just a receptionist, not this the is owner. The...
Yeah.
Yes, so it happened a lot there.
And also, it's a thing of, like, as YouTubers or influencers, it's a thing of, most of the time, I'll handle, let's say maybe they're booking me, I'll be like, nah. I'll handle everything. You move along. You find out Omar is the one who got a gig at a club, ne? He's the one who's gonna make sure that we all get in. He's the one who's gonna make sure that we are sitting there. He's gonna make sure we get the bottles and everything.
Yeah.
But when it's an artist will be in the car, he will tell the manager to go inside, they will fetch the waiter, they will fetch them, the bottles.
They get everything.
He will be on his phone all the time. Everything.
Enter 30 minutes, be out.
Yeah, and out. Like you could be like, yeah. That's another thing that we need to fix. But
Can you tell us any achievements that you're proud of within? Doesn't even have to be the YouTube space, but like your life. Because I feel like a lot of people know you as a YouTuber, but they don't know like King Omar. Not even King Omar. Mm.
What's your real name, your surname, and your.
My full name?
Yeah.
If I say my full name, dog, it's going to be a problem.
Say it, we want to know.
It's not my full name. So my full name is Alhaj Omar Ba.
Alhaj Omar Ba, come to Dubai.
Habibi.
Exactly that. You know that name they give it to people who migrated to like to Makkah and stuff. You see, like right now you'll see a lot of people are like going to Makkah, like, and then they do like what you call like tawaf or something like that, name.
Yeah.
So like when someone goes there like multiple times, they honor him with the name. Like, you know how you say sir or master?
Yeah.
They gave him that name of Alhaj. So the thing is, I took that name directly from my grandfather. That's why I have that name.
So you inherited your name?
Yeah, from my grandfather.
Oh, Alhaj. So what I know, at home, do they say King Omar, wash the dishes, or what do they say?
Ish, like it's very tricky. You see, the thing is also, I'm like in my house, there's a lot of people. Like, yeah. At my house, now we're five, but last year we used to be like six, you know, before my sister left, you know? So like, it's to the point where like, I'm very like, they treat me nice at home. I'm too soft at home. Like
I went there once.
I'm sorry for like, even like my wife has high standards to live to, bro. Thank like
your wife.
Whoever who's going to be my wife, just know I'm well taken care of at home. Like, I'm talking like, I don't touch the kitchen. I don't touch the nothing. Because also I'm the oldest son, you know? So it's like, I have two sisters, one older, one younger. So they take care of most of the things. And also my younger brothers, they work like normal, like thingy.
Why
but
don't
like,
you work?
He's a breadwinner.
That's what I'm saying, because I'm the... that too. But like... but like, it's because also like I'm the oldest. So they have that like respect. Like, no one in the house can send me except my mom. You know what I'm saying? So like none of my siblings can say, yo, go do this. So even my oldest never used to really send me. Like she had to send some because we were lots. She used to send the younger ones.
So the king comes from home.
Exactly.
Oh.
So what language do you guys speak at home?
Fulani.
Fulani.
What's that? Yeah.
What do you wanna?
Well, it's a language from West Africa, from Guinea. That's where I'm from initially.
What are you exactly?
I'm West African, I'm Guinea.
He's Guinea.
So I'm black.
What is Guinea?
You are Xhosa. But you're South African.
Yeah.
His culture is Guinea. The same way your culture is Xhosa.
My okay. My,
Guinea is my country.
Never mind. Hey.
Guinea is a country in West Africa.
Yeah. So during AFCON, were you supporting Equatorial Guinea or South Africa?
I was supporting South Africa because like all the other Guineans, they beef with each other. You know? So it's like Guinea, we like Guinea like ourselves. So Guinea was actually in the thingy.
Yeah, that's what I'm
asking. So why do you think Equatorial Guinea? Like normal Guinea was there.
Even Guinea was
there. Yeah, until Congo took us out. That's why I hate Congo, but it's fine. These things happen.
And your achievements that you're a part of within the YouTube space?
I think to be one of the first to be able to normalize getting 100,000 subs.
Valid.
Shout out.
Because before we got 100,000 subs, no, bro, to see that plaque, it's only on YouTube. You don't see it. Like, and then it got to a point where like, dog, just come to my house, you'll see it. Or go to everyone's house, like, you know what I'm saying? It's normal now.
Wow. You know what I'm saying? Like, when people, like, I remember when the first one I saw was from Tato Rampage, I just wanted to touch it.
Dog.
Like, I just want to feel how it is, like, because you always see this thing.
On YouTube. And it's American YouTubers, even no one in Africa.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, like, even like, you know what's the crazy thing about being YouTubers now? Is that as much as we, the biggest YouTubers probably in South Africa now, we plus minus the biggest YouTubers in Africa.
Yes.
Can you name your top 10? top 10 South African YouTubers.
10 is too much.
10 is a lot, bro. Top 5. It's tricky. Like, top 5 that did well or top 5 that I watch?
No, not watch. Like, top overall. Like, big. You know that thing of... Because with YouTube, it's a matter of watch. Because most of the time, the people that you watch are not the people that you even, like, chill with.
Exactly. So top five that I feel like had a real big impact in South African YouTube is obviously Ghost Luby.
Yeah.
You know?
Man, that's my
I'm not going to mention myself, obviously, because that's
why
unfair.
Not?
It's unfair, dog.
Just do it,
like,
dude.
I'm number one. Like, I'm the most impactful YouTuber in South Africa.
Facts. Some of us have been
shout out to you.
No, but, like, it's facts. Not even beyond the fact of, like, not in terms of numbers. You know what I'm saying? In terms of, like, building environment. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Most people don't collaborate with each other or stuff like that. They do the things on their own, which is cool and everything. You know
what Omar will do? Omar will know you're not talking to this guy, you're not talking to this guy. The fact that you guys are YouTubers, he will send you all invites and be like, you guys are YouTubers, you guys are going to do this.
Yeah.
And he will tell you, this guy's coming, this guy's coming. Mm. That's why you in that YouTuber house, the one he did recently, there were people that you were surprised with. How?
Yeah, how are they? These guys are beefing, but they're together.
That's Omar there.
Yeah.
But yeah. Mm. Ghost Luby.
So Ghost Luby. Okay, so me first, Ghost Luby, and then what's it called? I would say Thato Rampedi.
Malumi YouTube.
He's very impactful when it comes to
monetizing and
exactly
and brand wise. Like
and like just like he showed us a different light onto YouTube. Because like we were at some point we were comfortable with the amount of money we were making on YouTube, yeah. But it's also just because we were not used to it. But now that we got to a point, it's like that's like the money we get from YouTube is actually disrespectful if you actually think about it.
Deep it, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So I'll say Thato Rampedi, and then I would say Just Daddy G.
Khonze.
Only because Just Daddy G literally made vlogging a thing. Like, no one used to vlog in South Africa at all.
Dude, Misali's been vlogging though.
Wow. No, it's different. Like, let me say
for a man.
No, I'm talking about like, how do I explain? Not like, I don't want to say useless vlogs, but like vlogs where like it doesn't even have to have a meaning. You might just watch because I'm the one who posted it.
Ah.
Bro, Khonze would have a thumbnail of the video. So a thumbnail is when like, you see the picture that you see when on Spreading Humors? Like,
yeah.
I know what a thumbnail is.
Yeah. That thing. So that thing, Khonze won't put that.
Yeah.
He just post a picture.
The normal one that YouTube gives you.
That's
the one he uses.
He will use it and say a title. He will vlog and do this. No aesthetic, no nothing, just personality and vibe.
I'm telling you, people will wait to see this guy's camera blurry so they can comment your camera is blurry.
That's all.
We missed that.
Wipe your camera.
We missed that.
You know what I'm saying? And this nigga used to rack 100,000 views. 200,000, like, just like off vlogs. So he made it a thing. Like, and every time, whenever he used to go anywhere, just used to vlog. And he used to be like, hey guys, that is something going down, and then done. And then, obviously, Zeluizi. You know what I'm saying? Zeluizi is very dope because he, like, it's entertainment. Like, you laugh when you watch Zile. Whether the video is, like, about whatever, you're gonna end up laughing.
Did you guys laugh about? I wanna know.
So yeah, I feel like in terms of obviously I'm mostly naming like guys, and people are gonna be like, it's unfair, you're always naming your friends, whatever the case may be. But at the same time, it's like
it is what it is.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Mm. Well, who's your top five? I've never top five Sima.
You've never asked us, actually.
Yeah.
Ask us.
You guys even watch YouTube.
Yes.
I don't watch YouTube. But when I started watching YouTube, I was watching you. Mm. Actually, when I actually first knew there were YouTubers in South Africa, you were the first person I watched.
Mm.
And that's when I saw the love of my life.
Heaven.
On your video.
You guys actually met through a live, no?
Yeah, yeah.
When we were in Cape Town, crazy business.
Yeah. So I started watching you, and then I started watching McG, the Podcast Central.
Mm.
I started watching that a lot. And then I don't know when I started watching Zile, but it was after Ghost. After I saw him on your video, I was like, okay, this guy, he does pranks, he does this. He was outside playing, doing two pranks.
So it's four. I'm counting. It's Ghost, Maggi, me,
Oma.
Yeah,
five. I watched Tato Rampedi because of that reality show he did.
Mm. Yeah.
I was sick.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Do it again.
One more time.
Yeah. That's my top five.
Number one has to be our ultimate fave, Naledi Malela.
She's
big M.
She's amazing.
Second, Michelle Ndamase. Third, Lee Kuzwayo, when she was still vlogging. She used to be a vlogger.
Mm.
I don't know who else. That's it. Shout out to the honeys. Because you guys are only naming niggas.
No, but you know what also that, man?
What?
Do you know what also that? The reason why people are naming guys and stuff like that is because most of the people you mentioned initially came from Instagram. If you get what I'm trying to say. Like, most of the people are like, they're already famous. They just opened up YouTube channels.
And because people were saying, please do this.
And it was like, they were never ever considered as YouTubers. Okay, no, Naledi, okay, no. Let's not do that. Naledi, she was definitely. You know what I'm saying? But like, yeah, I think like Mitlali was always more of like a
Instagram.
Yeah, person. Instagram person, you know, lifestyle and stuff like that. And then, okay, she does YouTube content, but I don't think anyone has ever said, Mitlali, you're a YouTuber.
Never.
You know what I'm saying?
Can I take off my shoes? I'm sorry.
Sis, was also
can I take off your shoes?
I'm so sick of this.
I got gifts for you guys, by the way. Oh. Since you guys are talking about shoes.
We love gifts. It's gift time.
And I got everyone a gift.
Thank God for Ramadan.
Not the guys are getting excited. Not everyone like the guys also. Honey, the other person, I also got Dudu one.
M7. What's up, gift
M7?
Wow, you can come onto the camera.
Let's go.
No, I'm sorry. I.
So how do you know what our sizes?
Don't worry, I have my source. And everything, I think it speaks to people's personalities. So okay. Don't take offense. This one also, yeah.
And caps too?
Trust.
Wow.
I'm
taking them all.
This is you, Zile.
Let me see.
And this is you.
Can we unbox?
You see, I know people. Trust me.
Oh, shit.
Trust me.
These are so cute.
Trust me. I know everybody's vibe.
Trust me.
Are we
eating good?
Trust.
I know the type of...
Even like, Dudu got a gift. Even Dudu
trust.
Got a gift.
Wow.
That about a Dudu. Let's see.
It's a pleasure.
Can you please give me Dudu's shoes? Let's see.
These are so pretty. Thank you.
And I know you like dunks.
Thank you. They're so pretty. Yeah.
Thank you. Where
can people get...
I didn't want to get Dudu like light colors and stuff because, you know... Yeah.
Thank you.
We're so impressed.
Dango.
Shout out to Kikology one time. Kikology.co.za. Shout out to Kikology.
Kikology?
Yeah, Kikology.co.za. That's where you're going to get it from. You know what I'm saying?
Shout out, man. I like the vintage.
Can I see yours? I like yours too. And we're the same size.
Thank you so much. I appreciate it.
The same size as the other.
Same size. So I can have these. These are so cute.
It's a pleasure. And also the caps.
The red one.
No, but I think the red one is for...
Yeah.
And then you have the green
Merry
one.
Christmas.
For the sizes.
Yeah.
Just make sure that you guys decide. If it doesn't fit y'all, then...
Oh, prize this you. Thingy.
Give this mother.
Yeah, just yeah. If it doesn't fit you, let me know. I'll just get the right size.
Sorry.
We look so bad.
It's 14, eh?
Right. We look so cool.
Come on, keep it. Have to make sure the drip is dripping, you know? Shout out to Capalot. The caps are from Capalot.
Shout out. Shout out.
Shout out to everybody, man.
This is so cool. Thank you.
Merry Christmas. Merry Ramadan.
Merry Ramadan.
You can wear this one for now. You can wear this one for now.
Now they're going to fight me. They said you don't even fit it. What's going on?
Yeah, I don't know. We are wearing caps, but we don't cap here.
Yeah.
That's a bardo.
I bet.
Thank you for the gifts, man.
It's a pleasure, man.
Christmas. How old are you?
Take a guess.
26.
You know. How old am I?
Is that 26 in my age? 23.
Yeah, turning 23 this year.
Yeah.
I thought you guys were close to like, you know, same age vibes, the same you are together.
So Uma, all the girls after Smash Your Pass, do you smash?
Oh.
No. Okay. Like, people understand, bro. Like, Smash Your Pass is a game, dog. It's like, let's say we play Crazy 8 now. We're not going to play for money. But usually Crazy 8 is a game because of money, dog. Mm. We're just going to play for fun, bro. You know what I'm saying? And though you can see, though no one is smashing no one there, bro. You know what I'm saying? Unless, so, obviously, other people, they get into relationships. People do end up being in relationships. I don't want to say names or anything.
Give two people that go into relationships.
From what? From a King Omar shoot or from...
Yeah, King Omar shoot.
Really, Zile?
Really.
That's crazy. From a King Omar shoot?
No, but it wasn't like that. Like, his hand was not in the video.
That's how you met Bonolo.
On blast like that. Hey, yo. I didn't know we were mentioning names. Okay.
We name drop over here.
Okay. Zile, you want to say anything?
Yeah, but it was a thing of the past now.
Yeah.
So it's in the past.
So, yeah, like, that's how I met her, like, that at that time. And thing is...
I don't know what to talk. We'll do another one. I have more.
Nah, man, it's just that in life.
In life, what happens in life, Sile? It's okay, it's a safe space. I happened.
No.
Barely you happened, but okay, this is not about. Let's move on. Girl, before Sile gets uncomfortable now.
No, but it's a thing of like, you know, in life we grow. Mm-hmm. You know, some people.
Who's we?
And you want to follow, like, certain paths. And sometimes...
The paths are not the same.
They're not aligning.
And it's a thing of, like... As a duo, as a group, as a...
As a duo, as a group.
What do you want to say?
What I want to say is that, like... You know how you're in a... Yeah, man.
So, no, but I get you. Yeah, no, I get you. I understand. Understand. I know
what you're the viewers that don't get him?
Cuffed. What does that mean?
Are you dating?
Am I dating?
Yeah.
It's Ramadan. Keep it halal. You know,
are you busy with someone?
We're praying this month. We're not busy with nothing.
Are you busy with someone? Focus.
Not in this month, no.
What about Kaya?
Wait, hold on. Sima. Sima. Sima.
The streets are talking.
The streets are talking, not me.
But I'm not in the streets, so...
Yes.
But we know,
the streets talk about you while you're there in the house.
Yes.
That's how the streets work.
So what's happening there?
Kayake Mangi.
Adiola. The one that has a British accent.
One of the top female YouTubers in the
world. I'll watch her. Shout out to you, Adiola.
You have to. She's dope.
Yeah. What was your question again?
What's happening with you and her?
What is happening? We're on a break because it's Ramadan.
Oh,
so you're dating?
Last time before Ramadan, we were.
Was that when we went to PTA?
Sima, what happened in PTA? Oh, yeah, no, that was the NBA game. She was like, I went with her to the NBA game.
Oh.
Yeah, to the Basketball Africa League.
And then you had to take a break after that.
Yeah, I can't have a girlfriend in Ramadan.
Oh, yeah. So yeah.
Guys. Unless she's my wife, so if maybe...
Okay.
Yeah. Tonight's Ramadan.
Yeah, so if they ask you, why don't you have a girlfriend?
Ramadan.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, so you don't have a girlfriend?
Mm-mm. He doesn't.
So he's single.
It's been like 2 months now, a month.
Whoa, you've been single for 2 months? What are you saying? What are you saying, Sima?
A month or like two.
Asma, now again. No, Ramadan didn't start 2 months ago. Ramadan started now.
Yeah, like 3-4 days now.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what happened?
So yeah. So you and Adiola, like, it is the thing of like.
I love how he holds his knee. Is it a thing of like?
Is it a thing of what?
So during Ramadan, so we are not supposed to date, man.
Who is like, we?
You're not allowed to even talk to girls. No, but this is like.
Or like romantic.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. I'm not supposed to be like, hey, yo, let me take you out, blah, blah, all of that. No.
But you know? This is also not romantic. So what are you saying?
No, I didn't get it.
Okay, then what will. You know what? Let's move on. I'm married.
No, listen to
me. Married?
During Ramadan.
Mm-mm.
I'm not Muslim.
That's crazy.
That's crazy if you ask me.
I'm not Muslim. So why did you choose to do Smash or Pass videos, 20 versus 1? Why that genre?
It's very inspired, obviously, by Americans, you know? Like, we used to do Smash or Pass a long time, like the way you do through the phones. Like, hey, you're going, and yo, but you're going to get bashed for that thing. Because, like, obviously, you'll be like, why are you using my pictures in your videos without blah, 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 all of those type of things? So even, like, right now, if you tell me Smash or Pass, blah, blah, that person can be like, dog, why are you using my pictures without my permission? Blah, blah. You know, so that, yo, that thing used to be a thing back then, you know? Before the Smash or Pass with the Lions came in. They were like, okay, cool. Because now that's an issue, they just put people in their faces. Hey, baba, you agreed to be in a video, you agreed to come. Decide what's going on, you know? But also, all of that is just like, it's just jokes. You know what I'm saying? So it's a thing of like, let's say I'm acting like in a video or in a movie or whatever, né? And I'm just, if I flirt with, like, dog, a lot of people take it the wrong way. If I flirt exactly. with you, dog, it does not mean I like you. If the cameras are on and I'm flirting with you, it does not mean that me and Joe are going to date after.
Exactly.
There's no such thing.
Once the cameras are off, it's shy, dog.
Yeah.
And you know, no.
No, but not everybody, only some people. Other like people, they really.
No. It's just. Guys, on Netflix, people can date and everything.
Dog.
And people won't mind. But on YouTube,
yo, if it's you a big thing.
And you make a skit about you dating this person, they take it serious.
Exactly.
Why? And if you flirt with someone, guys, you understand, no, this is YouTube.
Exactly.
I can, well, once the camera is off, once it says, click on the next video. Lina, I can click on the
next
life.
Honey.
No, not next honey. My life.
Why is it like it's hurting you? What's going on?
Because it affects you in real life.
Yeah.
What happened, Siluizi?
It was a thing of like, but to one of my friends, Chiria, because more YouTube would get his special pass.
No. He got dumped because of you.
No.
Technically,
no.
Yeah.
No.
But it's not your fault. It's just that people, the thing is, obviously, they like, being a YouTuber, they don't see it as like, yo, like, you know, you're acting or you're joking. They think it's the real things, you know? But like, initially, dog, it's just like, you know, we're just acting, you know?
Baby girl, it was a joke. Please take him back.
Yeah.
I'm sure he's a good guy. You. Shame. Yo. Take him back. Please show me.
But you told me that you ended things, so who's speaking the truth?
Why did you even tell Yanda that?
Exactly. That's a really good question.
Okay, I won't mind it. And truly speaking, I didn't tell anyone anything. People are speculating because of...
What?
You told me this.
I didn't tell you anything.
Zile is gaslighting us. Zile, you are a manipulative baby.
You know, you can't lie in Ramadan.
I didn't say anything.
Zile, what the hell?
All I'm saying is that people in life chose different paths, and I like that's the only thing I said.
You're choosing the path of being a liar right now.
No, I'm choosing the path of just making sure. Kingdom, how was your day?
My day was really good. I won't even lie to you.
Yeah.
It was really good, you know. It was very cold in the morning, but now it's hot, you know.
That's true, it's hot.
Yeah, it's very hot. You're telling the wrong person. But anyways, tell me, who are your, like, your upcoming or top, like, established people? Like, not, you spoke about mainly YouTube SA, you know what I'm saying? Like, who are the new...
Up and coming.
Yeah, your top five.
Like, overall or, like, just in SA?
Overall. In SA, bro.
Okay.
All in SA, yeah.
In
which industry?
EB is no more up and coming, bro.
Nah, fam.
EB, you have to give him his flowers, bro. He's been doing his thing, bro. EB the kid.
EB the kid. You like black guys? You don't know EB?
Because I don't know a lot of people, if I'm being honest.
From Cape Town, though.
Yeah, he's a Cape Town YouTuber. He does a lot of public interviews. I think he's nearly on 100K.
Does he have dreads?
No. He's the one who even he did a collab with Shaki.
Yeah.
From the Beta Squad.
He has a beard.
Yeah.
And he has a girlfriend who has a baby now.
Exactly. Yes.
That's okay. EB the kid.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, him, he's no more up and coming. So I would say up and coming.
Established, you can say established EB.
Yeah, it's really good, bro. Like I just feel like anyways.
I just feel like
with him is like people just have to understand his content. You know what I'm saying? Like it's really dope, bro. I watch his interviews all the time, bro. It's really dope, you know? And obviously, like you said, bro, it's very hard to get numbers if you don't do anything controversial or like, you know, if you just dope content.
Okay.
You're in trouble.
Sorry, can I ask, have you done anything controversial that got you like a lot of numbers?
No, I wouldn't say like, it's not that hectic, but like the whole Smash Your Pass thingy. Mm. Like people are always on some like, hey, how are these people going in smashing past each other next to each other?
Me personally, I won't stand on a line for something.
And it's so weird, bro. We need it's to just be like, honest. Bro, we're just creating content, making everyone laugh.
Why are you winking at me?
I'm saying like, you get
me. Never mind.
Why do you use creators, like small creators now? Because you used to use like big creators.
Because big creators feel like they're too big now.
Oh, okay.
I'm a man, so.
What's he, man?
Excuse me?
We're like a kepis.
I'm a who?
I'm a man, yeah. Name.
I'm going to say names.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a safe space. We got you. We'll find
this. Feels like
this. Gossip is cuffed, so he can't play those things.
Nobody can.
Excuse me? Yo.
But like, it's just a joke.
I will bomb that studio.
Yeah, and then we record that too, and then there's more
Is that
views.
A hickey on your neck?
It's Ramadan. Ish, there's no hickeys.
Jokes.
But anyways, it's not like it's people just grown, bro.
Oh,
like there's like Ghost. Obviously, you say he's cuffed, so he won't be in any of the videos. But as soon as one day, break up, same time, 20v1, same time,
even me, I won't be in those things.
No, but you know more thing. Even Zile doesn't want to be in Smash Your Pass, why?
No, because I'm too short. They will always come for my height, bro.
But also, we're going to put Yana on the other side.
Ooh.
Me, personally, I would never stand in a line to Smash Your Pass.
Okay, let's unpack it. Why wouldn't you?
Oh, no, I'm quoting what people would say
but like,
in the comments.
Like, would you?
Would I be in the line or be the one that's saying...
In the line.
And the thing is, another thing is, people don't really watch Smash Your Pass videos. So they think it's like... There's only a line of girls and then there's one guy going there, smash, blah, blah. But it's like, it's vice versa.
So
as much as people say smash you, you're going to have to say the same thing.
Okay. Like,
I have an interesting question. So what's your ideal Smash Your Pass lineup?
Lineup, man.
Yeah, like 10 girls and 10.
Do I have to name 10?
Yeah. We can help you.
Okay, cool. Like the ultimate one where it'll be like, you.
This lineup is crazy.
Nah, in terms of girls.
Yeah. No, just that year. It's safe even here.
Yeah.
No offense, though. No offense.
Yeah. But why would there be an offense?
No, like, because some of the, like, Sima is carved and Yanda.
Oh, yeah. You still what?
No, mysterious boyfriend.
Oh, okay.
Shout out to you, baby.
It's very ironic. Mysterious boyfriend now and you're also single. But anyways, the girls will be like, Sima.
Sima,
Yanda, Scrumptious, Adi. You know what I'm saying?
And he's cuffed though.
You're also Ramadan. Cuffed, but they added you there.
Yeah, you're also cuffed. Who else?
Mbali.
You?
Mbali.
Mbali. No, wait, not like that. It's because like a lot of gents.
Like you were like,
Luke. Yeah, because she has numbers, bro. It's not about things. Like, wait, with legs.
Mbali. Cindy,
yeah.
Cyan.
You see, you're talking my language.
Shamiso.
Shamiso wouldn't play that.
She's like, no, I feel like, no, not even right. That, bro. Like, the girls you mentioned, I think she's too old for all of these.
Yeah.
Oh, she's
Yeah, too. She's like, I think, I, somebody's, her, yeah. I think, I'm not, I'm just guessing. I just
okay,
assume. Yeah.
Okay, let's leave her out.
Probably, even Naledi.
Oh, yes. If Waffles was bored, yes.
Not even she's bored, Waffles Vele.
Yes.
And who? Tyler.
Yo, okay. Exactly. That's the one. These 10 people, guys now. That's very tricky now when it comes to guys.
Why?
Because, you know, because the thing is about guys, né? Girl, in terms of girls, né? You need guys that are at least 2-3 years above them. You can't have guys who are younger than them or the same age.
Okay, let's not match them. Let's do ideal.
Ideal, né?
Yeah.
Guys, né?
Days.
Baby days, for right? Abs. So
why don't we as honeys pick?
Okay,
Why are they picking the guys?
Also, you can also pick the guy.
You see? Who is that guy with the big hair? Kanya. His name is Kanya also.
Oh, he means Fallback.
Fallback.
Oh, he's cute.
Fallback.
Young Stilo.
Young Stilo. Really?
He's so cool.
Okay, Young Stilo.
Young Stilo also, yeah.
How many is
Vinny, there? Definitely.
Vinny.
Chico.
Did he, Honzi?
Just Daddy G. What? How do you forget that?
Chief Matt.
Chief Matt.
Who's that?
Yeah, Chief Matt, definitely.
Who's that?
I think he's
the white guy, the Cape Town guy from... Yeah.
The YouTuber.
The YouTuber, yeah.
But who else? Yeah, let's think.
Thingy, Tabang.
Tabang.
Mulaba.
Yeah, from Thingy. What's their show? Blood and Water. Blood and Water.
Blood and Water. Mulapo.
Even the boy.
Who's?
Slade also.
Slade. Kai.
Which Kai?
Kai
Sinet. Oh, he's cute. Then we might as well add Zeus also.
Zeus?
Okay. What a man.
Mm. One last one. This one.
McLaren.
Thank you. We are done. That's the lineup. If you heard your name, message me. Let's make it happen. But that even a normal 20v1 with Waffles will go crazy.
No. Waffles, all the gems will be there.
And the thing is, it's not even, like in my eyes, it's not hectic. Like it's just like entertainment. Like, and the thing is, Smash Your Pass is like, okay, cool. You can say, okay, cool. They're talking about they actually want to smash me, whatever the case may be. Sometimes people use rude pickup lines, whatever the case may be. But like with 20v1s, it's not...
You can control it as the
Yeah, game. It's mostly about fun and vibes, you know?
You know, with
So Waffles videos, would be dope.
The thing is, people, especially with our Tinder, Smash Your Pass, 20v1, people think... People go there to find love. Guys, that's purely entertainment, man.
Yeah, we just need to entertain.
Even if you land a girl there on a 20v1, there's nothing that you're going to do.
Dog.
It's shy after the video. So people take it like, hey, these people are going to be married. It's not like that. Because I was once in a 20v1. I don't even know who I took.
You don't even know who you said yes to or no to and stuff. It's just vibes.
It was just vibes. I just
they were carrying you and everything.
Okay. So
the honey picked you up and carried you, Zile.
They were fighting, but they also even fighting for you. Yeah. Yeah, it was a hectic one. Hey, go watch it.
Hot boy. Something like
he's a hot boy these days. Yeah. I bet he let's come on a little song. Hot. Katala. King Oman.
Oh, you guys forgot Siam Tanda.
Damas.
No,
I think Arjun's.
Arjun's.
Oh, even yeah, she's be gorgeous.
She is gorgeous. She has a nice body.
Oh, Yanda, even face, you, bro.
I think Uma, Yanda would suit, ne? I won't lie. A 20v1 Yanda Woods.
Let's do it.
How would that? Why would he? Yeah.
No, guys.
It's gonna be a line of comments. Yeah. You are just the only girl.
Yeah, one girl versus 20 guys. So all you have to do is swipe right or left according to their looks and what they say.
Yeah.
So you get
that's
the one.
That's the thing. I know it's not deep or anything, but like, we're going according to looks.
Yeah.
No. Nah.
Oh.
If you find them attractive, okay, yes. Okay, no. Okay, nice. Yes. Okay, no.
Anything.
Oh. That's all. And then in the second round, what happens is you guys go on solo dates, but like we tell you guys what to do. So now at that point, you're no more in a date. It's controlling.
It's just having fun.
So we'll tell you, make that guy do star jumps and then he'll go. And then 3 minutes is over, next person, done.
Don't overthink it. I think you'll rock it.
Would you do it? Okay, do this. Wait, do this. Give them a like goal. If they do a certain amount of likes, then you'll do it.
Yeah. If they
10k likes.
Yeah. It's basic.
That's basic.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
It's normal.
Oh, it's normal?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. I'm sorry.
Okay, say 20, chase.
Say 20 at least.
We're not in our popcorn and cheese era. We're in in our podcast and chill era.
So say 20k. Oma must send you a screenshot. And once the screenshot of 20k likes on this episode, then she can do the 20k.
I'm going to say 30k.
Say less. 30,000 likes and we do it. I like this under there.
So am I allowed to like...
No. Obviously you're there, chief.
Oh, okay.
No, I don't wanna swipe left or right to people that I know. I want it to be strangers.
Okay, no worries.
I see every day, so
And you are right about most of the things.
I so like it.
About what?
Game. What is the game?
Smash your pass.
No, you were saying the other one.
You said
okay. I was
one
saying, let's choose one must die. So one must die is basically you smash the other person, you pass the other person. So let's say one must die. So if, for example, Nike or Adidas, something like that.
Yeah.
Okay, Nike or Adidas. No, it's a brand thing.
Ish. Nah, but what's it called? If I must choose one.
Yeah.
That must die or?
We choose between.
Which one must die, which one must live?
Adidas must die.
Okay. Swoosh gang.
Tyler,
Nike boys.
Tyler or Ang Waffles.
One must go. In terms of what? Where they going?
They are just going.
Are you talking like in terms of like they?
Don't explain, Omar. I know you are doing that PR YouTube thing.
One must go, ne?
Yeah.
Waffles.
Where's she going?
That's what I asked.
Yeah, it's fine. It's fine. Cause I wanna also use Jens, Casper, Honestacy.
Hey man, she. Do I have one where I skip or?
You don't have a life.
You like them both.
Yeah, he does.
One must go. Boy, it's a very tricky situation you're putting me into right now.
Just pick the one that's less emotional. It's okay.
Who would that be? Nah, Zulu, but that's like my boy, power. My boy. Casper must go.
It's okay, Casper.
But Casper's my dog.
You're no more invited.
Are you going to the wedding?
Mm-mm.
Why?
Is the wedding even real?
How can it be fake?
Can I go?
I just feel like there's going to be too much pressure.
Wait, is the wedding real?
I don't know, maybe.
He's dating. He was, okay, they said it was the side piece, allegedly.
Yeah.
They said it was the side piece.
So now he's going to marry her, his side piece. Isn't this managed? It happens, man.
Yeah. So, like, they said childhood friend. But they said they were seeing each other, allegedly.
Yeah, you said he's your boy. So what's the team?
I said Nasty's my boy.
Oh, so Nasty's thing. Yeah.
It's just that Casper has been really dope to me. Like, he is always like, you know what I'm saying? Like, yo, Omar, pull out, and all that, you know?
Casper, please don't take this personally.
Nah, he knows, Dog Man Casper, you know? Since Quake.
Good. I don't know what to say. I don't know people.
Cindy Macatini or Sam Pushy.
One must go. Ish, bro.
What's it? What pins?
Can I say both?
Yeah, but nah.
Pick one.
Who must go? Cindy.
Okay.
YouTubers, who are you? Zila, come back quick. We're running out of ideas.
Ghost to me.
Say a joke. Say a joke. Say a joke.
Trust energy.
You could have said anyone else. Now you're saying Coach Lubin just Darichi. You could have said Coach Lubin Arjun.
Nope.
Make my life easier.
Nope.
Now you're saying
Coach Lubin just Darichi. Let's go.
So you're saying you don't like Arjun?
Not that I don't like him, but like if I had to choose between Ghost and Arjun, it's like a no-brainer.
Is Arjun a YouTuber also?
Damn. You have to work harder, my boy.
He has to work harder?
I mean, you just asked if he's a YouTuber, so clearly he's not working hard enough.
No, answer, Omar.
So, Gotlubio just a JDG. So I'm gonna choose who must go, ne? Just JDG.
Okay.
But that's my dog.
Kaya or Onigwa?
Oh, who?
Oh, Onigwa.
So what are you saying,
Jim? Your ex.
Hey, this is
guys,
deep.
Whoa. Or, I thought we're doing YouTubers and wait. Dog, obviously I'm not gonna. This is your fault. It's actually your fault. You were definitely involved.
Who must go?
All right, HB, I see you. Okay. Onigo must go.
Okay.
Yes. Onigo's who? Onigo's who? The ex?
Yeah.
Onigo's the ex?
Yeah.
Why is she going? Sometimes your ex is your soulmate, eh?
Oh, what?
We would know.
We would know.
Who's we?
So,
when I met Vinny.
So who's Onigo?
No, okay. This is my ex. She was my first YouTube girlfriend. No, not like that. No, I'm saying like first girlfriend that I put on YouTube.
Would you do that again though?
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I don't play it, dog. All my relationships have to be there.
Why?
They have to.
Because why not? Why am I hiding you?
Okay.
Of course you're clapping.
Valid.
Dog, you can post on Instagram.
You're gonna start telling me, hey, you can't shoot with hands, you can't do this video, but then also with you, I mustn't shoot with you. Why? What must I shoot?
Facts.
You tell girls, don't shoot 20 V1s, and then after that, don't also shoot with other girls, but with you also, you can't shoot.
That must be shoes.
No. Yo, let me keep quiet. It's going to get deep. Yeah.
So, yeah.
Who's next? What are we doing?
How many did we do? No, I think I'm cool. I'm cool.
Yeah. Cool, man.
Yeah. Mm. Mm, I see. I think, Omar, anything that you want to tell the people, the youngins? And also, I want to, I don't like glazing. Guys, by the way, there's a new word in the streets. Like, the same way Riz was invented, there's a new word that is, it's called glazing.
What's glazing?
Glazing is when
hyping
like,
you up, so.
Yeah, like.
Hyping
when,
you up.
Oh, Sima's the best. Sima's, oh. Even when you're doing something wrong, Sima, what, or so it's glazing. So I don't want to be like I'm glazing, but I just want to say shout
Keep
out.
Keep glazing me, y'all.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Hey, yo.
Pause.
Relax.
So I was saying, I just want to say shout out to you. And some of us, we couldn't be here because of you, man. You gave us a platform. Appreciate you know. It. And I know I'm not the only one. There's a lot of people that are out there. And you must just know, Rumina, because of you, most of us got the thing. And
so
shout out to you.
He paved the way for you.
No, no, he did. Like,
that's what I said. Even when we started, it was like, he paved the way, literally.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. I remember it was so crazy, man. He was like, yo, come to smash your pass. I'm like, dude. And that time I had like, it was a huge thing like that time. Every time you say, I'm short, so now, this guy, I went there. I remember when I was entering the gate, they were like, who are you guys? We don't want niggas here. I keep quiet. I tell my friend, I'm like, I laughed. And now, the game that we were going to play, it was like six people. It was supposed to be five people. So now he already chose people. And I came late. He's like, nah, I don't care. This guy must get in. I got in. The name of the game was Mafia. I was wearing. To a point where people, like Omar gave me a problem. He didn't treat me as a one. And people didn't know me. They called me the guy with the orange jacket. Mm. I remember. And he was like, you know what? From now on, just operate. Mm. And I did. And thank you so much.
Mm. Appreciate it.
I have a question. I have a question for you. Why were you piggy-sarring me when I said that my body counts is four?
When was this?
When you shot me outside of Junk Park.
Oh.
Why were you like, Cap?
You know, this is like, you know, Sima's talking about something that happened like 2019 or 2018.
No,
man.
It was 2020.
2020.
Yeah.
Yo.
That was the first time I didn't even know you were King Omar. I was just like, YouTubers, okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah,
why?
So you're saying your body count is four?
It's four.
No, it was.
It was.
Oh,
it's,
then
that's
it's
like 2020.
Like...
I mean, 2024 now.
It's five now because of my man now.
Oh.
Yeah. No, actually, I restarted. He's the like the only
he's the one.
Okay.
But you come to Honor, we restart.
Yeah.
That's why I'm a version.
I restarted.
Yeah.
So you went 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Yes.
That's
wow.
10.
Huh? 10 in.
I can roll 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Restart.
Why? Very busy.
Yeah, at that time it was crazy, eh? Well, like, let me tell you something. Let me say, when I was in thingy, like, well, high school and stuff like that, like, I never really got exposed to people, like, the life like that. You know what I'm saying? So only after high school I got, like, not after, but maybe, like, grade 10, 11, 12 and all that. Before that, I didn't know nothing. Like, even kissing is crazy. Like, oh, you kiss somebody. Oh, you know what I'm saying? So when, obviously, I'm doing those public interviews and people are like, you know what I'm saying? My body count is four. You know, those are the believable ones. Other people would say 70. I'm like, are you lying? There's no way.
But
you said cap to me.
Yeah, because I was like, in my head, I'm like, dog, there's no ways. People are literally out here like, dog, we just came out of school now. What you mean you already have four body count? Like, it's COVID. Like, no one is even sleeping with nobody. You're already four. How did we get here, you know?
Okay.
Now, Zile is scratching his head because, hey, she...
See, what's your body count?
No, mine is one.
Mine is also one.
No, and I didn't restart it.
What?
Yanda, what's yours?
Mine is zero. I'm still a virgin. Pambili, I'm a chichi pambili.
Girl.
Utinuel, ungatinuel.
Who can you call to vouch for that?
My mom. Let's call
Vinny. Your mom doesn't count. Let's call Vinny.
Let's call Vinny.
Who's calling you?
I don't know. It says unknown.
Vinny is just an answer.
Call Vinny and be like...
Answer, who's that? Answer.
Oh, shit. They dropped.
And I call Vinny.
Call Vinny and ask him what's your body count.
What's your body count? And don't...
Yeah, don't try downplay it.
Yeah.
Guys, I hope he doesn't answer.
Cameron Crew. Loudspeaker.
No.
And I know your real life.
Yeah.
I hope he doesn't.
Hello.
Hi.
How are you, Mantul?
I'm good. How are you?
What's happening?
Ish. Okay, so I'm filming Spreading Humors. And then I'm telling these guys that I'm a virgin, right? So are you able to confirm that I am?
Yeah, you are.
He's lying. He's lying.
Vinny. Now, I took you from out of loudspeaker. Tell us.
Yeah?
She's saying...
Vile.
Genuine. Is it five?
She's a virgin. I mean it, like, for real.
Nice.
That's bullshit, bro. Girl, I know your real life.
Even your mom told me, like, I have to marry her.
I know her real life, y'all, but I'm not going to say
that
anything.
That was, like, 3-4 years
love
ago.
You lots. Bye. Nite, love you lots. Bye. Bye.
Anyway, guys, after all of these lies, this interview.
I'm for Nele Nakitaloboja. Seven and counting.
Anyway, guys, thank you so much for watching. Thank you so much for coming.
It's a pleasure.
We appreciate it.
Thank you guys for having me.
But yeah, guys, thank you so much for watching. Please like, comment, share, subscribe. We love you. Please.
We love you.
I will have a voice next time, I swear.
And remember, get money or you go suffer. This life, no balance.